Welcome to the Love in the Sub podcast, episode 31. So this episode is actually streamed on YouTube. So if you want to check out on YouTube, sub to us, Love in the Sub podcast on YouTube. But of course, also follow us on Twitter, The Lit Podcast. Currently our account suspended, but you know, we're trying to get that back up soon. So look out for that. And if you're listening on any platform, really, and there's a rating feature, please rate our podcast. You don't know how much that helps us. And now on to episode 31.
But my personal life has been pretty nice. You know, I'm hella excited for this new live stream setup we got going on.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, and also I got my new... This is my LARPing flag, so that if anyone thought I was LARPing, now they know for sure, because I am.
Yeah, you gotta show off that flag, man.
Yeah,
it's gonna be.
Oh, and also
gonna
my girlfriend painted my nails.
Oh, nice!
Which, I get to show these off now. Not my usual thing, you know, having painted nails, but I'm in quarantine, so hell, it is what it is,
yeah, bro. You can do whatever
but
you
how
want.
How you been doing, David?
I've just been, been chilling. Really, I've been sleeping a lot. Fucking dude, like 2 days ago, or maybe 3 days ago. I don't know. The time is like, yeah, what is it, right?
It's a flat circle.
Pretty much.
This has all happened before, and it will come again.
Yeah. We've had this conversation millions of times already.
An endless amount of times. And we will have this conversation again. And you know what, David?
What's up?
There's no one else I would rather endlessly spend eternity with than you, man.
Damn, bro.
And that's no cap.
That made me cry. But, no, like 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I just slept all day. All day?
Yeah.
All night.
Do you think that, like, this quarantine stuff has seriously affected your ability to tell what time it is, what day it is, stuff like that? Because I definitely have.
I mean, I didn't, like, what is it? It's like 2 right now?
I know it's Thursday because I had class today, but if it's not a day where I have class, beats me, man. I honestly don't know. Remember when you were a kid and it was like summer and you kind of never knew like what day of the week it was or what month it even was until eventually your parents were like, oh, you have to go to school next week?
Yeah, pretty much.
I kind of feel like that, you know?
Actually, no, because my birthday was in August. So I'm like, fuck, it's my birthday. That means school's soon.
That's so unfortunate, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
It sucked.
But yeah, I always feel bad too for people that have birthdays like on the biggest holidays of the year, basically, like Christmas. Mm-hmm. My dad's is on New Year's. So, like, it makes it easy because I never forget his birthday. Because if it's, like, the first day of the year, then it's his birthday. But, I don't know. I feel like his birthday always gets overshadowed by the first.
Yeah. It's always weird, those days where, like, there's also a celebration.
Right.
Except Halloween birthdays is fucking lit. But I want to talk about, the first thing I want to talk about on the agenda is this hurricane and how California is literally all of it's on fire. The entire West Coast, really. Or, I mean,
it's not just Cali, bro. It's like half the fucking country, man. Everything's on
fire.
Got
the redwoods.
I don't know
burning.
What's going on. Yeah. Yeah. I honestly don't know. I wish, this is why I was really excited to have that guy on, too, because he lives in California. It's too bad he couldn't come on and talk about this, but, like, what have you heard about it? I've heard bad things. Like, people are burning.
I mean, like, everyone's fucking, like, losing their home.
Yeah.
You know, people's fucking shit's burning down. Trees, ancient trees burning down that were alive for millennia, you know.
What is it about the West that just makes it so susceptible to fire? Is it because it's like they have such dry...
Because, bro, I dropped my mixtape over there.
Shut the fuck up. Clown, bro.
I mean, I don't know. But I think it's like... Isn't it like natural for some environments for like there to be like a fire?
I mean, I think historically, like
some seeds like need fire to like grow, right?
I think forest fires are a fairly natural thing, but like since humans have come along, usually we like try to stop them, I think. So like in places where people live, right? So
who are we to stop these fires, man?
Apparently we're not shit because we can't do it.
Oh yeah, for
real.
It's
too hard.
It's hard. I mean, how long was Australia fire for? Like forever.
For like a year,
yeah,
I think.
Real.
Yeah.
I think it's still on fire.
I'm pretty sure it is,
Shit.
It just never goes out. I mean, it's just a perpetual fire. What can you do? Shit.
I don't know. Start more fires.
Connor Clifton says in chat, heat and occasional droughts. That's what I thought it was. Yeah. Mm. I don't know much about it. My girlfriend is like, would probably know a lot about this. We might get her on the podcast. By the way, teaser, maybe my girlfriend will be on the podcast.
Whoa.
She's cool. Crazy. It's okay, guys. She's cool. I know it's a female, but it's all good. I approved it.
Come on, bro.
But anyway, yeah.
But also, these hurricanes, that's what I'm more familiar with.
Hurricanes. Yeah, yeah. Living in Florida, you're very familiar with hurricanes.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Any light rain, my internet's gone for a week. For real.
Yeah. I never have experienced a hurricane, but I have been in Florida during like one of those seasonal like monsoons or whatever they call that shit.
Mm.
It's scary, man. Like, there's so much water coming down from the sky. It's kind of unreal.
I like the rain though. Sometimes, once not taking power for a week.
I have a friend that lives in Texas, and two of my great grandparents live in Louisiana. But I looked on the map, and their house is located like right outside. Like, here goes the hurricane like this, and then there's their house right here. They're just barely outside of it, so they're like,
Jesus Christ, bro. Yeah, I was looking at some of the damage in Louisiana. Jesus, bro, like, just like totally just houses like later. They just went away.
Yeah, that's the scary part about hurricanes is like the day after, you know, like because it usually happens at night just because of how things work. You know, or like it's dark or whatever, and then the next morning when the sun comes up, you get to just see the destruction. It's terrifying.
How convenient, you know, these hurricanes come at night. You know what I mean?
Right when we can't see them.
When we can't see them, how are we supposed to fight back?
Yeah, yeah, just shoot at them. Yeah, people have done that.
Shoot at the hurricane.
Yeah,
kill it.
Yeah,
stop.
What state was it where they had to have an official announcement not to shoot at hurricanes because people were like?
It was probably Florida. Let's be honest with you.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here.
That's a yikes.
Yes. But there's, you know, apparently 1.5 million people under evacuation orders. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know when this is written, but like, I think the hurricane's already been through there, right?
Jeez, that's crazy. Yeah, it's insane. I think 1.5 million people were told to evacuate, but luckily after the storm landed on, like on the South Coast, I think it downgraded a little bit from what they initially expected. So the damage was, like, it's still insanely bad, but not nearly as bad as the worst-case scenario. So that's pretty good. That's Connor pretty says, good. It's also pretty scary to hear them overnight in your house. Yeah, it is. Have you ever been in an earthquake while you're, like, asleep? Have you ever been woken up by an earthquake?
No.
No, there was one in Middle Tennessee. Yeah, there was one in Middle Tennessee.
Wait, there's earthquakes that happened over there?
Years ago. Yeah, it's rare as hell, and they're usually weak. But that's probably the scariest thing to me. There was one recently. I didn't feel it, but a lot of people in Knoxville felt it. But I was in one when I was probably around like 14 or 15.
Wow.
And it woke me up in the middle of the night. And like all my shit was like falling off the shelves.
What'd you think was happening?
I mean, it was scary, man. It must have been super scary.
And earthquakes like, are fucked.
It was just a weak ass earthquake. But like, have you ever been on one of those amusement park rides where they're like earthquake simulators? And it's supposed to feel like what an earthquake feels like. No, I don't want that shit. If there's an earthquake, I'm just blowing my brains out right away. Just like I'm taking the pilot method.
Yeah, for real. Just fucking one tap yourself, dude. Fuck the hurt. Fuck the shit, man. God. Fracking. But yeah.
That's right. Hey, man, we need the oil. It is what it is. Gotta make sacrifices.
The only experience that we get here is, you know, hurricanes, rain, shit. You know, the occasional flooding.
Occasional apocalyptic weather events.
Yeah, but we're Florida. We're Florida people. We're good, but, you know, I want to congratulate Jeff Bezos finally getting that $200 billion of personal wealth that he deserves, frankly, that he deserves.
Yes, sir.
Can we get a round of applause?
I mean, he started from the ground up, boys, from the ground up. Need I say, historically, from 1999 when he first founded Amazon as a company until 2020 today, this man has done nothing but
innovate.
Hard work
and
innovation.
He took his boots and he fucking pulled them up, bro.
Yes, sir. And for his hard labor, he has been rewarded with the most material wealth that any human being has ever had in history.
God. What would you do with $2 billion?
Some people, however, I have to say, just to stop from this whitewashing, this liberal whitewashing of history, by the way, some say that Mansa Musa, you know, that African warlord guy that like owned more, who like went on world tours to show off how much money he had. Some people say that he actually had more if you account for like inflation and everything. he had more wealth than Bezos. So not quite. He's not quite there. He still has another obstacle to overcome. But yeah, maybe the pandemic
will get him up there.
Yeah. Right, because he's gained like $90 billion this year alone, I think it was. And I mean, there's only been 8 months in this year. Fuck.
I'm sure I've given him some money. Billionaire.
I've given him lots of money, man. Yeah. I ordered all of my books for school from Amazon, all the ones that I couldn't find illegal copies of on the internet. Yeah. That's a joke, by the way. And because of the fact that I'm a comedian, you're not allowed to take me to court over it. So, anyway.
Fair use or something like
James
that.
James says,
right?
Morning, comrades. Lol, all that hard work. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Who are we to disparage the hard work of my man Jeffy B?
Yeah. What would you do with $2 billion?
$2 billion or $200
billion? Oh, yeah, $200 billion, yeah.
Yeah, with $200 billion?
Zero twos. Two zeros.
I don't know. I really don't. Like, I would just be a totally different person. My mind would probably be corrupted. Like, actually, it would just leach into my brain, and I would never be able to escape, you know?
I have a feeling like
I don't
day,
think that...
We're just going to become a corporate nation. We're just going to rename to Amazon. The Amazon nation, bro. Amazon's going to own everything.
United States of Amazon.
Yeah.
Better than, you know, I mean, America is kind of old as hell.
You know, we stopped
some
voting.
Some Italian asshole, you know?
Yeah. We stopped America. Voting. We stopped voting, you know. Jeff Bezos can just be the king, and he can just reign forever. It's going to be like that one day.
I hope sooner rather than later.
Jesus. But at least there's one good thing going on, right? NBA. Players are striking because of what's happening. What happened to Jacob Blake?
Yes. And I want to say that it's funny, this quaking in the boots of these media people who are so afraid to call it a strike. I've actually not seen anyone call it a strike. Basically, all of these media people are calling it a boycott. How is it a fucking boycott? The players aren't playing. So it's a boycott? That's not how that works. A boycott is when you don't buy products because you want to protest like the decisions of a company or something like that. This is a strike. This is laborers withholding their labor because of some ideological or physical or material purpose, you know? And it's very amazing to see, actually.
Yeah.
I think before the pod, I was saying if every sportsman did this, we would cure fucking racism in about a month, you know?
Yes. Like for real. I'm glad they're doing it. Hopefully, there's a general strike soon, too, that I can partake in.
I've seen a lot of rumbling about a general strike. It's just so difficult to organize because, I don't know.
You can't just
protection.
Do it on Twitter, you know? Like, right. You can have all the, you know, comrades under 1K, right? But it's still going to be hard to organize.
Yeah, and no matter how many do it, like, if you fuck it up and it's not enough, then that's potentially, like, a life-changing event for the people who are involved as well. It's the kind of situation where you really don't have an option but to succeed. Because if you fail, then all the people who participated in the strike, they're sacrificing their livelihood for no gain, potentially. So, you know, it's not something to be taken lightly, you know?
Yeah, there's some places where, like, if you call out, like, you just get fired. Like, without a two-week notice or something like that. Some shit ridiculous.
Right. I mean, in my state, there's no protection against that whatsoever. I mean, they can fire you at any time for any reason. So
yeah, they
as long
take
as
that
it's not for
too.
A protected class.
It's fucked.
But, you know, they lie about that all the time, which is fun.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm glad that's happening. It's fucking good. I hope more comes of it. But something I did. Are you ready for your blood to boil? Finally.
No.
I mean, we know why. You know, there's been... protesting out in Kenosha,
100%.
But two dead and one injured from this 17-year-old dude who killed these guys because he was protecting someone else's property with his gun. I mean, I don't even think it's his gun since he's 17, and he's from another state.
Right. Yeah. I don't even know. Where do we even start with this?
I mean, like Republicans are trying to call this guy a fucking hero. He's like. Even though, who was it? They're like, I want him as my president.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Tom, what the
what was
fuck?
Her name? Shit.
Jesus
Lauren,
Christ.
Not Lauren Southern, but fuck. I don't remember right now. But yeah, some fucking dumb political pundit said, yeah, I want this kid as my president. But for any listeners or watchers, I guess now, welcome to the stream, who aren't familiar 100% with the scenario, this kid, the 17-year-old kid, basically was involved in a scuffle during the protest wherein he ended up shooting two people or actually shooting three people, killing two of them and severely wounding one. By the way, that for a lot of people don't know, but that guy who was injured later lost his arm because of the injuries.
Yeah, bro.
Because they were so severe. And if you've seen the pictures, you know why. I mean, his shit was fucking mangled. It was horrific to see. And I don't recommend you look any of these pictures up. You already know what happened. There's no reason to watch it and subject yourself to that. But if you feel the need to, there is video out there. I wanted, like David said, this upsets me. This video and this
fucking
topic.
It's horrible.
It really upsets me.
I fucking hate this kid.
It's hard to joke about it because, like, two people literally lost their lives, and there are so many people right now that are defending this kid's actions.
Yeah, they're like he was just defending himself. They were, like, coming out. I was like, dude, like, this guy, the reason why he killed the first guy, shot him in the fucking head, is because allegedly this guy was trying to throw a Molotov cocktail at some, like, business. But who the fuck cares?
Right.
Like, why is this kid protecting someone else's property? That's illegal, for one.
Yeah, right, like, exactly. And I want to say, by the way, too, for this Molotov, not that we need to address this because it's totally irrelevant, but for the Molotov thing, by the way, that was shown to be incorrect. The Molotov that they use as evidence in the picture, someone found a better picture, and it's obviously just a plastic bag. It's not even a Molotov. So so that justification is bogus, even though it, like, let me just be clear. It doesn't matter if in that moment he really was defending himself, because it literally doesn't matter. He brought himself to that situation looking to kill someone. He brought a loaded weapon from another state, from a place where he doesn't to a place where he doesn't even live. He doesn't know the people there. He doesn't go there. And he took his gun there wearing surgical gloves, going looking for a fight, looking for an excuse to fucking shoot someone.
He's like, I'm going to murder someone. Like, coming there.
Right. I don't care if he was getting his ass beat. At the end of the day, he put himself in that situation, and he was expecting to use that weapon that night. Like, he went out there expecting to use it.
The reason why he was going to get his ass beat, though, is because he literally fucking murdered someone.
Exactly. Right.
They were trying to stop this dude.
Yes. I mean, he's brandishing a weapon in public, knowing full well the gravity and the tenseness of the situation. He endangered himself and everyone around there by going and doing that. It's an idiotic thing to do, and he doesn't have the excuse of self-defense. It's not a legitimate excuse. So anyone who says that is a moron, honestly. They don't know what they're talking about.
And
it's really a fucked up thing to say, honestly.
Yeah, I hate this fucking bullshit, too. They're, like, trying to paint this kid as a fucking, like, a hero. He's like, look at this kid. He's, like, cleaning. He's, trying to support the community. He's like, dude, I don't care if this guy loves suckling on the boot of these fucking cops, bro. Like, this guy is a fucking terrorist.
Not only that, but, God, even the fucking New York Times, or maybe the New York Post, one of the two, fucking posted an article about how this kid was spotted erasing graffiti. Yeah. Like, oh, he loves his community.
Look at him.
He's just out here
an
protecting
angel.
People. Exactly. Are you fucking kidding me, man? Man, they do not know how to read a fucking room, man. It's insane.
Yeah, and, like, they also, like, was fucking posting shit, like, you know, Jacob Blake, he had a knife in his car. It's like,
right,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, I have a fucking knife in my car.
Yeah.
Dude, people keep guns in their car. People keep shit in their car. I love this new conservative thing, which, of course, they've always done this, so I don't know why I say new. But this, like, post hoc justification, like, some minority gets murdered, and then, okay, now we have to go back in time and search
for
the
criminal
record.
They're like, when they find one with a rap, they're like, whoa, this guy has something on him.
We got him.
We got him, exactly. Finally.
Yeah, he literally, like, it doesn't matter what it is, like, oh, he had an unpaid parking
ticket. Same thing
happened
with George Floyd.
Whoops.
They're like, George Floyd had 1% of fentanyl in his system. It's like,
right. Yeah, he had an unpaid parking ticket. He once publicly urinated. Like, fuck, man, you got him, I guess. Fuck me. Like, you got him.
Yeah.
James says, James Aldana in the chat says, are you guys thinking about arming yourself? Absolutely. Actually, David and I were just talking about this earlier today because of this story. Like, I just want to say, I want you guys to go to my Twitter at DougLeeThinks, and I retweeted within the last few hours a GoFundMe, because on that night, a couple nights ago, when those protesters were killed, one of them's name was Anthony. Literally, his girlfriend was out there in the street with him. And, like, he basically died in her arms, bled to death after getting shot by this fucking fascist kid. And, you know, they're raising some money over there for his funeral costs and everything. And I urge anyone watching this to go donate any money if you can. Mm. It's on my Twitter, like I said. And I just want to say, having imagining the pain that this person is feeling right now, like having the person, like your partner, someone you love, taken from you like that by a fucking fascist. Like, I cannot imagine the pain. And yes, I absolutely am thinking about arming myself now. I mean, this is basically the straw.
We've been talking about, like, we've been literally talking about, like, getting weapons, like,
yeah,
like owning a weapon for, like, a while.
Yeah. I was, like, I wouldn't say I'm on the fence about it, but, like, in the past, I was kind of like, eh, if it happens, I'll do it. It's whatever. I'll get a weapon whenever it's convenient. But, like, this event pretty much cemented it in my mind that I need to do it sooner rather than. And I think it's time for us to, like, admit that this is a fucking a class war, you know? Like, this is a serious class war. And, like, it's not going to look like the wars of the past where people are fucking doing guerrilla warfare in the streets. But, like, it's time to start defending ourselves, you know? Like, that, like, getting murdered in the streets like that, like, none of us deserve that. And and if we arm ourselves, we can protect each other from the same fate that Anthony faced just a few nights ago, you know?
The guy, the kid in question, by the way, his name is Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah. Yeah, and fuck anyone who tells me, like, oh, he's 17. I don't give a fuck. He's a fucking fascist. You know, I hope someday that he survives to realize what a horrible thing that he's done, and maybe, just maybe, he can forgive himself. I'm not gonna fucking forgive him. Fuck that kid.
Dude, it's so, like, disgusting, dude. You, like, see on his Facebook, it's, like, Blue Lives Matter all over his fucking, Facebook account.
Does it surprise you, David?
It's so fucking, like, bro, like, you just want to be cucked by the cops so fucking bad, bro. It's like, Jesus, bro. Like, he loves the boo on his neck.
Yeah, he's literally a junior cadet. Like, and people, I loved this article too, because I saw a lot of leftists on my Twitter sphere saying, like, oh, finally they're calling him an aspiring cop. And I'm like, you guys realize most people think that's a good thing, right? Like, when the articles post and say aspiring cop involved in shooting or whatever, they're painting. Excuse me, Jesus. They're painting him in a positive light. Sorry, this is such a serious thing. Fuck, live podcasting, guys. This is it. But anyway, they're trying to paint him in a positive light by saying that he's a junior cadet at this fucking police academy. They don't realize that, you know, people like us fucking don't like that, just to put it lightly.
Yeah, it's definitely fucking weird. And, you know, we'll see what happens to this kid, because he got arrested. You know, he tried turning himself in that same night he got fucking, you know, he killed those people. But, you know, the cops, like, this kid fucking hands up in the air, like, walking towards the cops, like, ready to surrender, and they just drive right past him.
Yeah, no, they gave him some water, said, thank you for your service, sir, patted him on the back, and they just kept on driving, bro.
Yeah, but,
literally,
you know,
shots fired less than a block away. In the video, after shooting three people, the cops are just like, see you later. And he drives back home.
He drives back home and turns himself in, and his home state.
He didn't turn himself in. He didn't? No. They had to issue a warrant for his arrest.
Jesus, dude.
And I'm sure after that he turned himself in, but, like, I mean, he killed two people and injured a third and didn't immediately turn himself in, so.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man.
It's so fucking weird, and, like, how he even got, like, whoever allowed him to get this gun, like, also needs to be charged or something.
Yeah,
like, 100%. If it's his fucking dad, fucking mom, whoever, uncle, like, they should get charged with fucking something else. Because, like, how the fuck, negligence. Like, he's 17. Like, how the fuck is he going to grab your fucking weapon and then drive or, like, get to this location, right? Like, where the fuck is his parents at?
Right.
How the fuck is he killing people?
Yeah, and the unfortunate truth is probably just that they loved it.
Yeah.
And
they're
just
like, our son's going out to war.
I'm so proud.
To fight against the Antifa BLM.
All this police training, he can finally put it into practice. You know,
it's like they probably handed him the rifle. They're like, "Your fucking weapon, sir." Like, they were like knighting him, bro. They're like, "Jesus Christ!" They sent him a. Hello.
Hello. I may have disconnected momentarily.
Okay. Yeah.
His 350-pound father is like, son, here, take my rifle. If only I hadn't injured my leg.
Your weapon, my
man.
Leash.
I would serve my country. You know what I mean? Just like you.
You're doing us a justice. You gotta protect the white race, son.
You're doing our family proud.
Jesus.
Sir. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. Fuck this kid. I hope he rots in prison.
Yeah,
honestly.
People like
really
Tucker Carlson defending this kid. Saying that all he was trying to do was maintain order when no one else would.
Yeah. saying the quiet part out loud, you know, like, good on this kid for doing what we all should be doing. Just not taking any more shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it, you know, hit them where it hurts. Just go ahead and kill them. Just get it over with. That's what we all want anyway. Why not?
Yeah, it's like Tucker Carlson. You know, he recently had one of his writers outed as a fucking white supremacist. And I guess nothing's changed in for his writing stuff.
Obviously, yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you surround yourself with white supremacists and you seem to agree with them a lot, kind of cringe.
Yeah, fucking Nazis, man. Nazis. RNC recently happened. All right. Fucking a gathering.
I hear you're a big fan of this.
Yes, dude. I don't know. The Kimberly fucking Guilfoyle, whatever fucking last name is.
Guilfoyle,
right?
Yeah.
It's like her speech is just so fucking cringe, bro. It's like it's like she like saw Hitler's speech. I know I keep on saying this, bro. She took the notes down, man. Like it was so fucking cringe.
Personally, I found it very inspiring, and I think I'm going to be voting Republican in the next election.
Yeah, for real, dude. Fucking the RNC, dude. What a fucking joke.
Yeah.
They had they didn't release no new like agenda. They're like, we're just going to back our God supreme ruler, Donald Trump.
Yeah, I don't know why people are surprised by that, honestly. Like, I mean, that's what they're going to do anyway. Like, they're not, obviously not taking any Republican challengers seriously, you know?
Mm.
Like, maybe if another Republican had done well in, like, primaries versus Trump, maybe then they would have done something. But, I mean, Trump is clearly the front runner, and he still enjoys, like, 90-plus percent support among his base. So, you know. He's riding high right now.
Yeah, you know who Tim Pool is? God,
yeah.
Dude, Tim Pool is such a fucking weirdo. He's like a self-proclaims, like, oh, yeah, guys, I'm actually, like,
journalist.
A liberal. Like a centrist, basically, right? And he's like, but after seeing Trump's agenda, I will be voting for Trump this year. It's like, of course you are. Like,
he's just
like,
an accelerationist, David.
He was like looking at the agenda. He's like, no, who wouldn't want to vote for Trump? I mean, look at this agenda. He wants to. He wants to do all these
Ground
things.
People out. Hell yeah.
He's like,
how did I not vote?
He's
for
like, end Corona in 2021. Hell yeah. And like, okay, but how is he gonna fucking do that? Like, he's been active.
Right.
If anything, he's been making it fucking worse.
Oh, making it much worse? Are you kidding me?
I mean,
he's literally like firing.
If we fucking handled this right, there wouldn't be a Corona in 2021. There, like,
exactly.
Oh God, dude. But like, I imagine like there's like multiple waves though. Like, you know, like let's say we actually fucking did something right, but then the second wave, they're like, it's over, guys. We can go. Like when the second wave comes, it's just gonna be as bad, right?
Yeah,
like they're just gonna do stupid ass shit still.
I mean, I honestly think the first wave is just never gonna end. Like, I think honestly, we're just gonna start seeing like seasonal corona deaths, where like every year now we just die. Like more of us just die now every year.
Yeah, and
know?
like
150K of us.
And
die.
With the hurricanes and the fucking wildfires, like there's so many people who don't even fucking have homes anymore.
Right.
And there was some socialist Democrats, you know, SDA. They were like stopping these sweepers, sanitation sweep. You ever heard of that?
No,
sanitation
I don't
think so. Sweep in Los Angeles is basically. I'm like, oh wait, why would they want to block that? That sounds something like good, you know, like you know, clean the street. But you know what they clean the street of, Caleb? They clean the street of these goddamn homeless people, because they hate homeless people.
How did I not see this coming, man?
Yeah. Fuck. I didn't know either. I'm like, sanitation? Like, what could be bad with that? You know, clean up the streets, do some trash? No,
dude,
but
even just calling it sanitation makes me want to fucking break
sanitation.
You know what I mean?
Fucking triple parentheses.
Jesus. Picking up the trash, you know what I mean? God, I just fucking
hate
the world sometimes.
And it's not efficient at all, because, like, what these sanitation sweeps do is, like, they just make the homeless people go on to the next area. And then, you know, it's a chase. It's an endless chase.
It's just cruelty for the sake of cruelty. That's all it is. Like,
yeah.
They know it doesn't work. They want these people to suffer and be uncomfortable so that hopefully they'll leave and go somewhere else.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, it's never ending. And it's like they spend so much money on it. It's like
they could just spend that money on housing.
Yeah, on, like, give these people some housing.
That.
Some home, somewhere to stay. So you don't have to fucking sweep them.
Yeah. Dude, that's so fucked up. I hate this country.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
But hey, man. It's the United States, baby. The greatest country in the world.
Yeah, dude, imagine being homeless during the fucking worst, like, pandemic, basically, in the last, I don't know, 200 years or so.
Yeah, thankfully, I don't have to know.
Was the bird flu, I mean, the 1918 flu, was that even this, was it even that bad as it is now? Is this the worst pandemic in history? I'm not sure.
I don't know enough. I think so.
I think the black, I guess the Black Plague was probably worse in total deaths, right? Because, like, one third of the population. Still, though, this is
pretty
bad.
I don't think there was anybody alive. Like, one third was probably not that much.
Well, I mean, I guess, but still, it's pretty insane. Imagine one third of the population dying now. That would be, like, fucking 2 billion people or something, right? 2.7
Something like
billion.
That. There's a lot of people on this fucking planet.
Also, I heard that corona, like, is more than 50% more likely to kill you if you're, like, obese, too.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So America is just fucked, man. Yeah, actually, GG. Good game. That's the best mutation to have as a disease during, like, this time.
I mean,
you know?
I mean, don't we know that already? Because, like, if you're obese, that means you probably have other health complications.
Yeah, I think that that's the implication, right? But, like, so I guess any illness, really, like, being obese makes you less likely to survive. Any infection, right?
Fucking it's over.
Yeah.
Fucking corona, man. We talk about it every podcast because it's here forever. You know, like,
yep.
I remember, like, a couple podcasts ago, you know, like, Caleb was surprised that, like, I wanted to talk about corona every week. He's like, like, you know, why
it's
talk?
It's going to get old.
But it's going to get old, man. Corona, it's going to come and go.
It's a one-week story, David.
Yeah.
Why are you preoccupying yourself with this, you fucking idiot?
Yep, but nope. Fucking corona, baby.
I mean,
it's still here.
Yeah, I accidentally said a slur. Someone has been telling me on Twitter, and I wanted to get your opinion on this.
Mm.
This is not on the agenda. And also, this might be offensive, so hopefully it's not.
No, it's fine.
But someone has been telling me that saying things like idiot and dumb are like slurs. Because
at one time...
Yeah, right. That's the implication, right? But like, because at one time they were medical... things that actually had a medical meaning, like someone who's dumb is someone who can't speak, right? Someone who's an idiot is like someone with an IQ below some number, right? But hear me out, guys. Hear me out. Listen, because I'm pretty sure that that's fucking bullshit. Because here's the thing. Today, in today's age, dumb and idiot don't mean those things anymore. They actually mean different things now. I admit that maybe at one time they did mean something maybe offensive, right? But I don't think that it means that. And you want to know how I know that it doesn't mean that?
How?
Because people don't know what dumb means. Like, if I ask someone, what does dumb mean? What do you think they would tell me? Like, oh, it means you're stupid.
Mm.
Or do you think they would tell me it means you can't speak and it's a medical diagnosis? Of course they fucking wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, that's not how people use that word anymore.
Language evolves.
Right.
Crazy.
I really think that's kind of a dumb thing, honestly. And, like, they were getting very upset.
I don't know. If someone, like, if someone is offended that, like, I call them dumb or that I use dumb around them, then obviously I would respect them and, like, try not to use it around them.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I'm never going to not call Caleb an idiot.
Yeah. I mean, I've never once in my life called someone dumb and been, like, I'm disparaging the differently abled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, fuck dumb people. Meaning, like, people who can't talk. Of course not.
Mm.
So stupid. I need to have insult words, David. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
I'm not for slurs.
They're taking it all away from
I'm
us,
against
Caleb.
Slurs, okay? You can't joke about anything these days. You know what
I
mean? But on the real, though, like, insults are not slurs, necessarily, okay? Just saying someone's dumb is not... It's not the same thing as, like, calling someone the N-word. It's not the same thing at all. You're just dumb.
Stop being dumb. All right.
Yeah, for real. Whatever. But yeah,
this
like David said, it's good to respect people.
Dude,
good to respect people.
I'm starting to think this is all just fucking propaganda from the right to make all, like, leftist people look like triggered SJWs, dude.
It's a psyop, dude.
Yeah,
I swear to God.
For real.
Yeah. It actually is.
Because no one on the left
actually fucking cares. Who
cares?
Like, actually, Stinky. Who cares?
Who? Does anyone check here that we use dumb? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I don't think.
But 50,000 stimulus payments next month. People are going to get them.
Right, because, yeah, you were telling
wrongly withheld.
Yeah.
You're not getting one.
Again?
Because,
no, of course not.
Because there was a hiccup that involved the people whose spouses were late in paying child support.
Right, yeah.
What a weird...
Why, like, what's people? Yeah. I'm guessing they were garnishing them mm-hmm. for the purpose of child support, but that's weird.
Imagine getting a stimulus check and then having to give that stimulus check to your baby mama or baby daddy.
Right? Yeah. But, like, here's the thing with the stimulus check, because you weren't supposed to declare it as income. So I don't understand why people who weren't, like, who were late on child support, why would that affect? That doesn't make sense. I guess because it shouldn't have, right? It was a mistake, I guess.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, but, why even hold it, though? Like, it's a pandemic. It's a stimulus check where, people need this money to, like, live.
Yeah, like, if they already couldn't pay their child support, chances are during this fucking pandemic, they're not going to be any closer to paying the support.
Right? Yeah, like, right. Like, you laid off and you can't pay child support. And then they're like, yeah, we're going to have to withhold the stimulus check for a couple months, buddy.
Yeah, that's like suicide level fucking shit right there, bro. Like,
yeah, and there's
if they were like dangling it right in front of you, and they're like,
"Oop." Yeah, and there's fucking dead people who are getting stimulus checks before you are.
Yeah, seriously.
And then you have people like Caleb who didn't even or aren't even gonna get one.
I didn't get one at all.
Yeah. I mean,
and I won't.
How dare you? Declare dependency.
Yeah, how dare I go to college?
How dare you?
Fuck me.
Fucking lib.
By the way. Sipping on some matcha right here. Got a new blend today. Coconut milk with about maybe like 6 to 7, 8 grams maybe of matcha. And then also a little bit of simple syrup. Not less than 1 teaspoon though, because we're not trying to get diabetes over here. And then you shake it and you make this delicious drink.
Let's go. How much money are you spending on matcha?
Well, I purchased about approximately 4 ounces of matcha for $15, which is really cheap, by the way. And I still have some, so not that much, actually.
Wow.
I've been going through way more milk than I have matcha.
Yeah, dude. I bought one of those almond milks, dude. Like, those bottles. Dude, it lasts, like, 2 drinks.
Right? That's what I'm saying, bro.
And it's, like fucking $8.
Yeah, what that shit's kind of ridiculous. Well, that's why we always get what's on sale this time.
Like, I poured it in a fucking bottle, and it's, like, all gone already. It's the weird-shaped bottles that confuse you, bro. It's like
they do it in that shape. They make you think, like, oh, it's ergodynamic and shit and fucking, you know, it's important to be shaped like that. But the truth is, they just want to fucking scam you, man.
Yeah, they just want to make small-ass, weird-ass containers.
Yeah, people are like, oh, no, they need to put the air in the chip bag so that the chips don't get crushed. Fuck you, okay? They're just trying to scam us, you know? To put hashtag no air in chip bags, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's truly, these are the first people that we're going to come for, like, after the revolution. This is the air chip bag people.
Yeah, true, dude. And you know who's going to lead that revolution? Communist Joe Biden.
Yes. Marxist with Marxist Camilla.
Yes. I'm a Marxist Bidenist myself. And I follow the Marxist Biden school of ideological goals. And recently, by the way, someone has insulted our great daddy of communism.
Who?
Because Trump asked Biden to do a fucking drug test before the debates because he thinks he's going to be juicing during the debates. He's worried that
he's gonna take some Adderall.
Dude, if Joe Biden even tried to do steroids, his heart would explode like a fucking water balloon.
Like, what does he expect
to,
like, challenge, like, Joe Biden to, like, an Olympic fucking sport? Like, are they gonna do, like, vaulting to see who becomes president?
Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna do a long jump. Yeah. And Biden's fucking ankles are just gonna shatter into 1,000 million pieces.
They're gonna do a fucking arm wrestling, bro.
Yeah. Oh my god, arm wrestling stresses me out, bro. Have you seen the videos?
Yes.
Where, like, they're like, fuck, they're like, and then their shit just goes, and then they just breaks in half fucking like a fucking wrist. Twig.
Yeah.
Literally, because
they don't drink enough milk, though.
Yeah. Which, by the way, coconut milk.
Coconut milk.
Vitamin D in coconut milk. They still have vitamin D, which is good for your bones. Have you ever broken a bone, David?
Not that I remember.
What does that mean?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Apparently. How would you forget? I've broken three bones. Maybe when I was younger. I've broken this bone right here. This one specifically. I don't know why I'm flipping you off, but this bone.
Mm-hmm.
I've broken this leg. Mm-hmm. And I've also broken... Did I break my other leg? Or did I break my arm?
Did I
break my arm twice? I don't know. I've broken, like, everything, though.
Damn.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever broken a bone.
Yeah, it's because you didn't really get out enough as a kid. Yeah. You know? I'm thinking of doing Viking braids, by the way. What do you think? You know, like, that thing where they get a single braid down the middle, and it's, like, thick as fuck, and it's, like, tightly woven, like,
intertwined,
and then the sides just flow down, you know?
Yeah, look good.
I'm thinking of doing that.
Maybe get a kilt?
I've been thinking about it, bro. When you think about the male anatomy, like, it just makes more sense for men to wear, like, open bottom stuff, bro. Like, listen, or actually, you know what? It makes more sense for men and women both, bro. Because, like, here's the thing. Shit gotta fucking breathe, bro.
True.
You know what I mean?
My balls.
Like, yeah, man. It's kind of inhuman that we subject ourselves to that, to be honest.
Yeah, it probably has to do something with religion.
I think it
balls
is, like,
need to be tightly pressed against some jeans. I think I saw that in the Bible.
Do you think people would have worn clothes if it weren't for, like, religion?
True. Like, why can't I just show my nuts and balls and penis on the webcam right this instant?
Isn't it weird that we, like, taboo the human body even though we all have one?
All right. I have a cock and ball.
Strange.
It's probably a little different to your cock and ball, but we both have cock and balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Yours is much bigger than mine.
Yeah. Less curve.
Yeah.
Like a wooden log.
Straight like an arrow.
Like a fucking log, bro.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Biden. Drug test. Yeah. I mean.
Oh, right, right.
Steroids. He's probably going to be using before the debate. Some Adderall, maybe?
No. What? Okay. Dude, he is way too fragile to use drugs, dude. Maybe that's why his eye fucking popped a vessel during that one interview, because he was, like, experimenting with it a little
bit. He's like, Joe, take this.
Yeah. He's like... It's always better to snort Joe shit. Rock than it is to smoke Joe Dust or whatever. The other way around.
Yeah, Joe Dust, bro. Shit, man. Yeah, but, I mean, I want to see the Trump and Biden a bit. Like, I'm just excited for that, dude.
I want to see the Hunter Biden versus versus Donald Trump Jr. debate.
Damn.
That would be even better. Like, the two sons. Because
They should just box each other.
Yes, dude. And Joe Biden's son has to do crack before the debate. He literally has to.
Yeah,
Joe Biden's son loves crack. That's like
his
favorite
thing.
Does
he actually love crack?
No, he actually loves crack, dude. He literally bought crack under a bridge in Skid Row and got like a gun put to his head one time. And
wait, are you serious?
Like, I'm 100% serious right now. Yeah.
No way.
No, I'm serious. His name is Hunter Biden. The same son, by the way, who was the source of the Ukraine controversy because he got appointed to like a Ukraine business or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's the same son who almost got shot in the head because he was buying crack in Skid Row. And once the guy realized that he was just there to buy crack, I guess he was like, all right, we cool.
He's like, no, bro, I'm not a cop. I just want to buy crack. He's like, oh, why didn't you stay in the first place?
Yeah, he's like, oh, man. Imagine selling crack to Joe Biden's son.
Wait, are you Hunter Biden?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's me. Just like that fucking one video of the cop who killed George Floyd in the Walmart in that fucking shopping mall.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Right. Yeah, I'm that guy, yeah.
You might recognize me from my appearance in that one video on Twitter.
Yeah, awkward. So do you guys want an autograph or what?
Yes. And we're coming into our last topic here, is the Trump had a public meltdown over a missed phone call from Putin.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy Putin fucking called.
If Putin calls my phone, fucking patch him through.
Run him through immediately. Even if I'm taking a shit, even if I'm doing a coke line off the fucking presidential desk, I need that call now.
Does Putin look like the kind of guy that wants to be kept waiting? He's like screaming in an intern's face. They're like crying. They're like, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
You were too busy. You were taking a fat shit and posting on Twitter.
Oh my god.
Jesus Christ. Dude,
I'd hate to be the guy that has to like go knock it's on weird. Trump's door like in the morning to wake him up.
Putin's calling.
You walk into the presidential suite and Trump's like asleep like the and Fox News is on the TV and you have to be the one to tap him on the shoulder. Dude, I don't envy that guy. I do not envy that guy.
Yeah, for real. Jesus Christ. It's so funny that like the Russian meddling and like this the foreign shit like yeah, they want this person to win. You know, it's just obvious now.
Yeah.
It's like
Trump, you mean.
Of course. Yeah, just of course, yeah. Of course Trump's working with Russia. Like what?
Yeah. I find it weird that people think it's weird that he is working with Russia, you know? Mm. Like because like I don't know, libs love to talk about this because they don't want to necessarily address the
problems of course,
their own country.
There's other foreign nation interests in our elections. Yes. Of course.
Yes, exactly.
Cuz we have our hands in everything. Like people are like questioning like people are like, oh, I hate when fucking Euros talk about my president. It's like doesn't matter, like you know, because dude, yeah. Our president can do anything he wants to any other country, and like other countries follow suit.
I mean, he did. He literally assassinated a general. Like, do you guys remember that? I know that was like pre-Corona world when we all thought that we were about to enter. By the way, that was like less than 6 months ago. By the way, World War III was about to happen. And we were killing Iranian generals just in broad daylight with missile strikes. Yeah, that's kind of poggers, right?
Yeah, probably what happened is like you know, they're like, hey, Trump, you want to check out this drone shit? And Trump's like, can I use it? And he's like, yeah, sure, use it on that one car right there. I'm sure no one's going to mind. And then they're like, this just in, Iranian general dies in a drone strike. And Trump's like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh. They're going to go after him.
To the situation room.
That's why, like, Trump doesn't want to lose his presidency, bro. And he will stop at nothing to fucking stay president. Because as soon as he's out of office, it's over.
Remember when Iran was like, we're going to arrest you, Mr. President? Dude, imagine being Iran and, like, actually thinking that that's going to happen.
I mean, they asked the UK for help.
What is the UK going to fucking do?
I don't know. Maybe they think like the UK still has grudges over the United States.
Yeah, it's like in Civ 6 when they want to like declare a joint war.
Yeah, they're like,
they're like,
want to declare
he
one,
denounced
yes.
us. he stole one of our builders. Would you join us in a war for 20 gold per turn?
That's pretty worth it.
I'd
depending
say
on your
myself.
Military size. I love Civ 6.
Yeah, depending on your production capabilities, of course.
Mm-hmm. But yeah,
having a strong navy is the most important part of world domination. Mm. This is our first YouTube stream, but you know what we do need to do though before we leave?
Mm.
We need to shout out our lovely Patreons that support us on patreon.com.
Yes.
One of which was in the chat earlier today, and I would like to give a shout out. So go ahead.
Yes. James, thank you for your constant Patreon support. Tim, Grunt, Zion, thank you. We love you.
Yes.
For the constant support.
Very much. Mwah. We love you very much. Yes. Heart. Heart. Do the other half of the heart with me. Hold on. This will be cute.
Wait, it's backwards.
Wait.
Wait.
Oh, wait. How are we going to... Wait, we have to do it like this.
No, you have to do it like this.
Oh,
wait.
Fuck.
I can't. So no, I'm bad at gyro. Wait. 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 All right. This is the closest I can get.
Oh, fuck. Okay. But how am I supposed to? Oh wait, it's different on the stream. Okay,
yes, dude.
Okay.
You know you had to go like closer.
There we go.
Something.
There we go.
Yeah,
there we
let's go.
We did it.
You know, it took some time.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
But we fucking got it.
Nice.
And I mean, with that, I mean that's the first YouTube live stream.
In the books.
It's going to be a episode to record. I mean, edit. Uh-oh, stinky.
Yep.
But hopefully it should be out, like, tomorrow.
Yes, this
but
is still going
here,
up on everywhere where audio streams. Mm-hmm. But if you're hearing this on audio, that means that you didn't make it to the first ever Left in the South stream. But fret not, for there shall be more.
There'll be many more.
Yes, and where can they find us on YouTube to watch these live streams?
Left in the South.
That's it. And it's linked on our Twitter page.
It's on our Twitter. It's in our bio in every podcast description to sub to our YouTube channel.
Yes,
hit
sir.
Hit that bell button. Might
yes,
get
sir.
In. I think
yes,
I think 2 o'clock is an all right time.
Yeah.
To record. I mean, to live stream. It might be later, maybe one day. The reason why we did it at 2 o'clock is we're gonna talk to someone else, and that was gonna be 11 in the morning for them. But
yeah, we had something pre-planned, but it didn't work out. But next time.
Yeah, next time, for anyone who's still here in the YouTube live chat, we're gonna be talking to another guest, someone new. He has his own YouTube channel that he makes content on, and I think his name is Ian.
Ian.
I'm looking at Twitter. Yes. His name on YouTube is Epoch Philosophy. We're going to be talking him next week.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm excited, actually. I really enjoyed his content. Very well done.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'll be talking to him next week. Should be fun. We should have good-ass episode.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully it's going to be on Discord or something. If I'm to the left and stuff Discord.
Oh, yeah. If you want to get in on that Discord, support us on
True.
Patreon. Everyone gets an invite.
True. Anyone can join, too. Go to leftandthestuff.net.
Oh, I didn't know that. Three people can join. Yeah.
You just go to our website. It's a Discord link. Join up.
I'm hoping that once we start to get more regular viewers in here to be able to do call-in shit. That would be really awesome.
Just talk to people.
If people want to join. Yeah, if people want to join while we're live, I think that would be really cool.
Yep, and we're going to be live streaming, or try to live stream at least, the episodes now.
So at least once a week. We're going to try to do more, but at minimum it's going to be once a week, I think.
So. Oh, yeah, for sure, to live stream. And, if we don't live stream the episode, it's probably because we're busy and we need to fucking, record at, 5 in the morning or something.
1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, that happens pretty fucking frequently.
But
that's the thing. If we make this a routine, then we can kind of plan it into our schedule so we don't have to worry about it.
Yep. And I think live stream is fun. I like the chat interaction. It's different.
Yeah. It's going to take some getting used to, for sure. But you know what you should do? You should play us out. You should do your outro and play us out.
Yes.
So, thanks for watching, guys.
Yes. And that was episode 31 of the Left in the South podcast. Bye.
Bye.